thank you for coming such a distance. Dr. Marvin Shearer has a background in pharmacology and neuroscience and is currently an academic fellow in public health policy and medical ethics in the School of Medicine at the University of St. Andrews, where she oversees the teaching program in medical ethics. Her research involves the ethical issues raised by advances in medicine, particularly those surrounding children and healthcare. Recent projects include the ethics of antidepressant use in children, the evaluation of services for children with cerebral palsy, and exploring the ethical issues raised by pediatric clinical trials, some of which will be discussed in other sessions here. Over the summer, she has worked with WHO in Geneva on an international project looking at adverse childhood experiences and long-term health effects. Thank you so much.
Okay, so I almost feel as if I need to apologize for being the last person. Someone's got to be it, and it's me between you and your lunch or coffee, whatever it might be. So we're going to look then at the issues of the ethics exposing children then to unknown risk. I work in the same research area as Damien Williams, but in quite a different topic and project, really. The topic I'm going to talk about today, I became interested in when I was doing, I wrote a paper on the increased use of antidepressants within children. And that got me thinking in general about what do we do with testing medications in children, what are the risks and responsibilities, and how should we frame that. I really would, perhaps not during this particular session because we're running out of time, but I'd welcome any thoughts you might have or frameworks we could use, because I'd like to learn from the US perspective and experience how you view these things. So I have no personal financial relationships to disclose, and my presentation will include discussion of off-label use of the following: all medicines used on children which have not been specifically tested or approved for use in that population. But I won't be talking about the specific medications, just the topic in general. I don't know if I had to disclose that or not. But I did. So we're in the clear. Okay, the problem then in a nutshell is that we want our children... Oh, we just jumped something. The problem. Ah. How do I get it just to go down its bullet points?
Maybe continue hitting.
Do I go?
Uh-huh.
No. So I've got bullet points that should be popping up. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, my presentation is quite short. there are definitely bullet points there.
Yes.
Can we
make them appear. So
can we escape out of...
You can reload if you have it on a drive.
That's very strange. No one's a PowerPoint expert that would be able to... I can talk about it, but it's going to be dry, that's all. I'm happy to
see
what happens.
Us.
But if not... I thought I was being so clever to make it animated. I could just go ahead and talk straight.
The only option I know is if you have it on your drive and you wanted to try to load it directly the computer.
Just think about coffee, think about lunch, something like that.
Well, one thing we could do, there was an unanswered question for Dr. Rossi from the back. Did you want to ask that question while we're doing this?
Yes.